What's going on, guys? I know it's been a while. Welcome back to another episode of Black by Popular Demand. I know I got a lot of explaining to do in reference to, you know, why I haven't been posting and everything of that nature. And honestly, I don't feel like any excuse I could give you guys can justify not posting for 8 to 9 months. I don't have a specific topic for today, in all honesty. I just wanted to talk about me mentally, because I think I've been putting it off for a while, and there's a lot of things I kind of want to cover, and I'm sure as I do, you know, throughout this episode, I'll forget things, and it happens. But one of the main things I do want to get across, and you know, my Instagram seen it already. If you don't follow me, I definitely recommend, you know, follow me at SlumpGuyCJ. But I put it into words not too long ago, and it's basically described my mental state. So it goes like this. I think the internal pressure I've been placing on myself to create has far outweighed any outside source, whether it be you guys, which I don't feel like you guys put an immense amount of pressure on me, but you know, I think the pressure I place on myself to create in any facet, that's not just podcasting, but creating income, creating happiness for others, I place a lot more on myself than any of you could possibly. And I'm having a tough time focusing on things that don't matter in the grand scheme of things, but what mattered to me. Granted, some of the stuff that's happened on the day-to-day will not matter 3 to 4 years from now, but it's not 3 to 4 years from now. It's right now, and it matters to me. And that revolves around me being, I'm balancing being a father as well as trying to be a good person to my associates and friends who mean the world to me. And I feel like at times I can possibly stretch myself far too thin to where someone gets put on the back burner, and that's not my intention. I find myself asking these questions to myself, whether or not of, is this good enough? Was this worth it? Did I put enough work in? Have I challenged myself to go farther? Have I evolved enough to say I'm not complacent? The pressure is there because of my own desires and dreams. Dreams are like drugs too. And whether or not I want to admit it, I've always had an addictive personality. My dream is to be greater, to be one of the best to ever do it. I want to leave a huge legacy behind, but I often ask myself, am I stunning myself trying to make everything around me perfect when none of us were created perfect? Am I preventing myself from evolving further by not failing and not learning from failure, by being too cautious and not risking it? These are questions that I find myself battling often, and I've grown to the point where I only do things that are secure, and I feel like I miss out on several opportunities by not doing that, by not taking that risk and taking that chance. I've almost become afraid to gamble in any facet of life, whether that be jobs, whether that be relationships. I've been emotionally unavailable for almost 2 years now because of something that happened, because of a relationship that happened 2 years ago. And that's not fair to anyone who wants to be there, who wants to take it a step further. It's not fair to anybody, but it's almost as if, I don't know, I've seen myself at my lowest. October the 26th, there'll never be a day worse than October the 26th for me. And I'm so afraid of going back to that stage of pain and just lowness, because it took me so long. It took me almost a year to crawl out from that. And I don't know. But at the same time, you can't fully experience life without risk, and that just comes along with it. I feel, in terms of support, I have a lot of support with the podcast, and I'll never take that away from you, but take that away from you guys. You guys have been great. You guys have always asked me, you know, when are you going to post again, and this, that, and the third, and I love that. And at the same time, I feel like with you guys asking that, there's no way I can justify putting out a product that I'm not proud of. I treat all of these episodes like they're my children. These are things that I create. These are things that, you know, I have full control over. Edits and everything, which I don't pay too much attention to edits. I try not to stutter. And I know that's a natural thing for anybody. But these are things that, as I said earlier, I'm a perfectionist. And I feel like if I try to do this or I try to do that and it doesn't turn out well, even though you guys might not care, you guys just want to hear my opinions on various topics, from pop culture to hip hop to just relationships in general, I feel like if I'm not giving you the best of me, why post it? And I feel like at first it was 1 to 2 months, you know, made the excuse I wasn't ready, and then it slowly became an excuse that I kept riding on, and that's not fair. It's not fair to you guys who take time out of your day to listen, and it's not fair to myself, because I feel like I could really be great with this, but I'm so scared to fail and to have a bad episode, or at least not to my standards, that I hold myself back. And while I can't promise you guys that I'll post consistently, I can't simply promise that. I can tell you that I'll try, which is something I haven't been doing. I haven't tried. And I can promise you guys that I'll never take another 8-month break. That's irresponsible. This episode wasn't, you know, intended to be very long. I just intended this to be more of a maybe 10 to 15 minute episode at max. This is just me telling you guys that I'm coming back, and I'll slowly work through, you know, my doubts mentally and everything of that nature, because I do want to post content for you guys, and I don't want you guys to feel like I don't care about this anymore. That's all I have for you guys. Again, I can't really tell you when the next time I will post an episode. I know it's plenty of things you guys want me to kind of look over. It's movie reviews, show reviews you guys want me to tackle. And what I'll do is I'm going to post a link on my Facebook as well as Instagram. We're going to get together a list of movies and shows that you guys want to see reviewed, topics as well. And we're going to do our best to get this back on track. I love you guys, and thank you for supporting me. I'm out.